WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A major investigation at the White House after a substance believed to be cocaine was found inside the West Wing. President Biden was not there at the time. A night of gun violence in multiple cities after 4th of July fireworks. Several shot in New York City and in Boston. In Washington, D.C., 9 people shot in a neighborhood drive-by.
All of our victims have non-life-threatening injuries. We do have a total of 9 victims. 2 of our victims are juveniles, one being 9 years old, one being 17 years old.
Assistant Police Chief Leslie Parsons, police still looking for suspects. Meantime, police in Philadelphia still investigating a deadly mass shooting from the night before the holiday. 6 shot and 5 dead. Police have a suspect in custody who's due in court today. Britain's King Charles set to be celebrated with a coronation in Edinburgh, Scotland. This is ABC News. There are now new restrictions on what the White House can say to major social media platforms. ABC's Sherry Preston says they come from a judge in Louisiana amid lawsuits accusing the Biden administration of censorship when it comes to some posts.
The Trump-appointed judge saying the administration likely violated free speech laws when asking Facebook, Twitter, and others to remove misleading or false information about the coronavirus and the election. NYU law professor Burt Newborn calls the injunction excessive and unconstitutional.
You can't put a First Amendment wall between the government and the people.
This, he says, highlights how the judiciary is becoming increasingly politicized. He thinks the injunction will be overturned on appeal. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Record heat for 2 days in a row worldwide. Climate data now showing that on Monday and then again Tuesday, we hit new highs for average worldwide temperature. Justin Finch, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. A judge will decide sometime this month whether the teenager charged with killing Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls last year will stay in juvenile detention for his hearing next month. The purpose of that hearing is to decide if the case stays in juvenile court or moves to adult court. The suspect turned 15 in March. An Eau Claire man will be arraigned in federal court next week. Prosecutors say Matthew Onofrio defrauded multiple banks. Onofrio allegedly wired money from his company into investors' accounts. That inflated their assets when they applied for loans. Once the financing was secured, federal prosecutors say the money was wired back to Onofrio. Prosecutors also say Onofrio lent money to investors to help them close real estate deals, but the loans were not disclosed to the banks that financed them. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
It feels like they're trying to pit the teachers against the parents, and all of us can come together to say, look, stop trying to, you know, divide and conquer and work with us. And they're still trying to hide and say, well, the JFC cut it. There's nothing I can do. Yes, there is. You can vote for the amendment to continue child care counts.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my
Can you feel it? Love is everywhere. Yeah, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8 minutes after 9 o'clock now on this Wednesday, the day after Independence Day. Hope you're having a good day so far. And if you want to join the program and discuss anything that we've been discussing on the show so far, feel free to call in. We'll put you on the radio. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And you can also send me an email message if you'd like to. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com, and Stu is spelled S-T-U. Man, that song by the Allman Brothers Band has a really positive feel to it, revival, right? People, can you feel it? Love is everywhere. And I like to think that people who are progressive types have a positive attitude, and they can feel the love in the air and the connection to their fellow humans and connection to nature. But not everybody's like that, right? Before the break, we were discussing this opinion piece that's in The Guardian right now. And it's by Margaret Sullivan. She mentioned how, well, let me give you the headline here. The headline is on the 4th of July. A few reasons to feel encouraged about U.S. democracy. even though there are many issues going on, gun violence across the country, everywhere, anywhere. Also, some of these rulings by the Supreme Court coming out, setting us back on several different or in several different areas. Of course, the overturning of Roe v. Wade a year ago, and more recent decisions, striking down affirmative action and favoring religion over anti-discrimination laws, the plan by the Biden administration to forgive student loan debt. But as this opinion piece says, there are reasons to be optimistic. And despite these rulings and despite the gun violence that many elected officials don't want to do anything about. And so Ms. Sullivan, in this opinion piece in The Guardian, mentioned some of the things that are going on that can give us hope for the future. And amid the Supreme Court rulings and the gun violence, there have been some heartening developments and a call to action. So I'm going to pick up here where I left off. And I read this quote from Adam Edelman of NBC News. He said, nearly every single candidate in battleground state races who denied or questioned the results of the 2020 election was defeated for positions that oversee, defend, and certify elections. That's a resounding loss for a movement that would have had the power to overturn future contests, end quote. The opinion piece from Ms. Sullivan goes on and says, most Americans apparently don't want extremists running elections, and they understand how high the stakes are. Quote, our democracy is fortifying itself on many levels, Greg Sargent of the Washington Post wrote recently. That happened because citizens and government officials took post-2020 threats seriously. It's a good thing that they did, since, according to one respected organization, the Virginia-based Center for Systemic Peace, the United States in late 2020 no longer could clearly be categorized as a democracy. It had become, for the first time, an anocracy, which shares qualities of both autocracy and democracy. America's rating has more recently improved, putting us back, though not safely, in the democracy zone, which is where we want to be, right, people? In the democracy zone. In media, the continuing loss of local newspapers, in itself a serious threat to democracy. Keep in mind that freedom of the press is the First Amendment, and there's a reason that it's first. In media, the continuing loss of local newspapers, in itself a serious threat to democracy, has been offset somewhat as innovation-minded journalists and entrepreneurs have stepped into that void. Witness the growth of digital-first news organizations such as VoteBeat and State's Newsroom, and collaborative efforts like Spotlight PA or the partnership between the Texas Tribune and ProPublica. And by the way, I would highly suggest to you, American citizen, if you want to make a difference, you can make a difference by subscribing to your local newspaper. And I would highly encourage you to do so, whether you actually have a physical newspaper delivered to your home or business, or whether you're just looking at their digital platforms. I would highly, highly encourage you to support your local newspapers. You know, if you listen to this show regularly, you know that I use a lot of journalism in this show to give you information. And I personally support many newspapers, magazines. Of course, it's all digital these days, but it's important to support your local media, even if you don't always agree with them, because you got to have somebody there keeping an eye on what goes on. I'll get back to this piece from The Guardian. It says a recent big price tag for Fox News, $787.5 million to settle a defamation case brought by Dominion Voting Systems, is another encouraging development. It provided some accountability for the way the cable network knowingly spread election-related lies after the 2020 election, when that settlement was followed by Fox's firing the reprehensible Tucker Carlson, it began to look as if legal challenges could do what advertiser boycotts could not. The various criminal prosecutions and investigations to hold the January 6th insurrectionists accountable are heartening as well. Those potentially include Trump himself in Washington, in Georgia, and according to the latest news, maybe in Arizona too. To some degree, the Democratic guardrails are holding and the rule of law is prevailing. And while this is hard to quantify, I know of many citizens and advocates who are working hard to protect voting, to support the rights of the disenfranchised, to lessen the blows dealt by the recent court rulings, and to sustain local journalism. It's a heavy lift, so we should all lend a hand. Quote, get engaged locally, urged Yale University's Asha Rangappa, told me, get engaged locally. Recently when I interviewed the former FBI agent for my podcast, American Crisis, Can Journalism Save Democracy? That could mean running for office, signing up to be a poll worker, volunteering at a school, and participating in the arts. Rangappa wants more Americans to cultivate the habits of democracy. Those habits are developed when people leave their social media echo chambers, get out into their communities, and simply talk to each other. On this 4th of July, let's make sure our ever-fragile democracy endures to celebrate many more birthdays. Margaret Sullivan in The Guardian. And I would agree. You know, now is the time to get involved. If you've been sitting on the sidelines and saying, well, how do I get involved? What should I do? Well, there are a lot of things you can do. If you're a really busy person, then you might want to just contribute to the money to causes you believe in or candidates you believe in. But if you have time, you can also devote your time and offer up some time to causes locally, close to home, and as well as national causes and elections. You know, get involved in elections at your local level, and you can be a poll worker, you can be a poll watcher, and you can sign people up to vote. There are all kinds of things we can do these days. I would highly encourage you to get involved because you can make a difference. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere.
Ooh, but mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun this afternoon, with highs around 76. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 49. Daytime highs approaching 73 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 67.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
After 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, the day after America's big birthday, all the American girls partying, having a good time, and celebrating the nation's birthday. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. 23 minutes after 9 o'clock now, and we got 72 degrees in La Crosse. It's 67 in Hayward. And one thing we've been discussing on this show today, seems like every day, is the gun violence. People in the streets just shooting up the place. And it's not just in the streets of our cities, but oftentimes in small towns and rural areas as well. Just came across this story. It says, a man injured by neighbors shooting target practice in Wisconsin, sheriff says. And this is, from the Hill. It's got it says Dateline, Wilton, Wisconsin. A 51-year-old Wisconsin man was injured after being shot by neighbors who were target practicing without a proper backstop, according to authorities. And what are the chances? What are the chances that you'd be on your property at your house and some of your neighbors are target shooting? What are the chances that a bullet would hit you? Well, it can happen. Deputies with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office were called to a report of a shooting in Wilton, Wisconsin, Sunday, shortly after 7 p.m. Wilton, by the way, roughly 45 miles east of La Crosse. The caller reported that the shots were coming from a neighboring property and a man had been shot in the leg. He was reportedly transported by private vehicle to a local hospital. Investigators determined four people were target shooting at a neighboring residence without a proper backstop, allowing the bullets to travel across the roadway and endanger people from almost 1,000 yards away. Four men, all in their 20s, were booked into the Monroe County Jail following the incident. Online court records show two of the men have each been charged with seven counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. The condition of the 51-year-old victim was not immediately available. Gun regulation. Is that important? Should we just let anybody have as many guns as they want? We keep asking that question, but we don't have the answer right now. Another piece I wanted to get to is from the Wausau Pilot and Review. And this is about some of our wildlife friends, namely, in this case, beaver and otter. This is by Gabby Vinnick in the Wausau Pilot and Review. The headline says, "Institutionally Refusing to Accept Science." And that seems to be a popular position these days. The Wisconsin DNR is at the center of a lawsuit against beaver management programs. The conservation nonprofit Superior Bioconservancy is taking legal action against the Federal Wildlife Services Division of the U.S. Department of Agriculture for its alleged widespread killing of beavers, accidental otter killings, and beaver dam destruction. That division is contracted by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources for a beaver management program that spans 1,800 miles of streams to protect trout, according to Bob Boucher or Boucher, depending on how he pronounces it, the president of Superior Bioconservancy, quote, "We are suing because this beaver elimination program violates the public trust and is directly at odds with the Wisconsin DNR's mission to protect and enhance our natural resources and our wildlife," he said, end quote. On June 22nd, Superior Bioconservancy alerted Wildlife Services and the DNR of its petition and notice of intent to sue the agency in federal court. The respondents have 60 days to correct wrongdoing. Should they fail to respond or act within that time frame, the Superior Bioconservancy will seek civil suit action. The Superior Bioconservancy also included an expert review with more than 100 citations with a request to revise the USDA's 2013 environmental assessment. A DNR spokesperson declined to comment on pending litigation, and I will give you the details on this beaver program and what's going on with the DNR and the USDA right after the break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup at 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A major investigation at the White House after a substance believed to be cocaine was found inside the West Wing. President Biden was not there at the time. A night of gun violence in multiple cities after 4th of July fireworks. Several shot in New York City and in Boston. In Washington, D.C., 9 people shot in a neighborhood drive-by.
All of our victims have non-life-threatening injuries. We do have a total of 9 victims. 2 of our victims are juveniles, one being 9 years old, one being 17 years old.
Assistant Police Chief Leslie Parsons, police still looking for suspects. Meantime, police in Philadelphia still investigating a deadly mass shooting from the night before the holiday. 6 shot and 5 dead. Police have a suspect in custody who's due in court today. Britain's King Charles set to be celebrated with a coronation in Edinburgh, Scotland. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. The search goes on for 3 men who went missing while swimming in the Mississippi River near Red Wing, Minnesota. Goodhue County deputies were called Monday morning. Witnesses say 2 men were swimming near the confluence of the Vermilion and Mississippi Rivers. When they started to struggle, a 3rd man went into the water to try to help. All 3 vanished. Authorities are asking boaters to be aware of the situation and slow down in that area. The summer's drought is affecting corn crops. Knee high by the 4th of July is not the rule this growing season. President of the Wisconsin Farmers Union tells Channel 19 in La Crosse that moisture has been uneven this summer, and he's concerned about the time corn is supposed to come to maturity. Darren Von Ruden says farmers with irrigation systems are doing better. Corn prices are expected to soar if this year's crop is too small. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or to the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup.
That's awesome.
Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrute. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. This summer, things are heating up on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Sugar magnolia blossoms blooming, heads all empty, and I don't care.
So my baby down by the river,
she'd have to come up soon for air.
Sweet blossom, come on under the willow. We can have high times if you look back. We can discover the wonders of nature,
rolling in the rushes down by the riverside.
Oh yeah, down by the riverside.
She's got
my baby down by the river. Grateful Dead on a Wednesday morning. And if your baby is a beaver, she may have some dangers down by the river. Just before the break, we were discussing this story from the Wausau paper, the Wausau Pilot and Review, about beavers and otter being killed by the thousands in Wisconsin's rivers and streams. And evidently it's to save trout, but the killing of these animals is pretty indiscriminate, and thousands are being killed each year. Imagine if you were a beaver, just minding your own business, you're working on your dam, taking care of the family, and you go out and get some work done, and all of a sudden, while you're away from the while you're away from your home, somebody comes by with explosives and just blows the whole thing up. Man, that would be a bad day. But why are these beaver dams important? Well, beavers, in case you don't know, help reduce flood intensity, okay, by building up these dams. They also filter water, and they capture greenhouse gases, saving millions of dollars in services. That's according to a recent study by researchers from the University of Helsinki. And the issue that we're discussing here in this story is the fact that the Wisconsin DNR, their mission is to protect and enhance our natural resources and our wildlife. But evidently, according to the story, they are killing thousands more beaver and otter than they should be. It says here, this company that sued the DNR is called the Superior Bioconservancy. They are seeking a civil suit action against the DNR. It says here, the Superior Bioconservancy included an expert review with more than 100 citations with a request to revise the USDA's 2013 environmental assessment. That Milwaukee-based nonprofit said the division is destroying Wisconsin's wetlands, weakening flood resiliency, and exacerbating its biodiversity crisis. Through its beaver management program over the last decade, the division allegedly killed 28,141 beavers and destroyed 14,796 beaver dams through hand removal or explosives, the nonprofit said. And in addition to the beaver, the nonprofit claims wildlife services killed 1,091 river otters and thousands of other species through indiscriminate trapping methods. According to the state's beaver removal laws, explosives cannot be used to kill or remove beaver, but may be used to remove their structures, including dams and vacated lodges. As we mentioned earlier, beavers help reduce flood intensity, filter water, and capture greenhouse gases, saving millions of dollars in services. A recent study by researchers from the University of Helsinki found, and their dams are described as, quote, among the most biologically productive ecosystems in the world, comparable to coral reefs and rainforests. Quote, the Wisconsin DNR, by funding this, is actually the biggest destroyer of wildlife and wetlands in Wisconsin, according to the leader, the head of this Superior Bioconservancy. They're arguing the DNR anticipated and cited they would only kill 1,066 beavers each year. Through open records requests, the nonprofit found they killed three times that figure in 2022. Hannah Malicki, the executive administrative assistant with Superior Bioconservancy, said the DNR halted beaver population counts in 2014, complicating their efforts to get an accurate assessment of the damage at stake. And she said the DNR referenced trout stream restoration studies to justify their killings that don't extend into the 2000s, save for internal documentation that was not peer-reviewed. Boucher described a completely unregulated system without tagging. Quote, we've been talking to them for years about this, trying to get them to modify it, but they've been institutionally refusing to accept science, Boucher said. That left the group with no other option but to signal their intent to sue. And I'm going to skip some of this article and go to the end where it says that Boucher of Superior Bioconservancy said the group is not advocating for outlawing trapping, but to manage the beaver population in an intelligent way that benefits biodiversity and water quality. Quote, the DNR has admitted in internal correspondence that this is a folly and that they're overkilling. They still haven't admitted that the beaver-trout relationship is actually a beneficial one, not a negative one, Boucher said. And hopefully with the court action, they'll be forced to turn around and do their job correctly, which is actually protect the resources of the state, he continued. Now, if you had to guess, would you say that there is one political party on the side of saving the wildlife and another that doesn't really care about the wildlife? Just asking. 9:40 right now. Another thing I wanted to get to was how things have changed in the way that we give tips to workers. You know, it used to be that we would happily give a tip to somebody that was waiting on us when we're at a table or at a bar. That seems to be appropriate, right? They're bringing you your food or they're bringing you your drinks, so give them a little tip. We've also tipped plenty of other people over the years, barbers and hairdressers and guys who park your car, a valet or whatever. You tip the paper boy when he brings or when he collects for the paper. Or I guess they don't even collect for it anymore. You pay it online. But anyway, if you see your paper boy at Christmas time, you give him a tip. What about other people? Have you ever tipped your mailman or the guys who collect your garbage? I have. Tradition. But now things are getting a little out of hand. You know, it seems like everywhere you go, there's a tip jar on the counter. And what's it for? If you go to the bar and you ask for a drink at a place like there's a festival going on or something, do you tip there? And what about at a local fast food place? Do you tip there? Is counter service something that you want to tip for? The reason I'm asking this is because there is an article I just came across. It was posted this morning. This is from NBC News. Are you tired of tipflation? 5 times it's okay not to tip, according to etiquette experts. This is by Ryan Emery. It says, if you feel like you're being asked to tip practically everywhere these days, you're not alone. In addition to the traditional venues like restaurants, barbershops, taxi cabs, customers are being prompted to tip everywhere, from convenience store counters to self-checkout kiosks at airports. Etiquette experts such as Thomas Farley, known as Mr. Manners, are calling the phenomenon tipflation. Quote, people are really feeling imposed upon, he says. We're already living through inflationary times. Everything is crazy expensive. And on top of that, you're being asked every time you turn around, how much would you like to tip? It feels pushy. It feels needy. And almost every customer I speak with says, why aren't businesses just paying people more? It's a good question, but don't hold your breath for an answer. Rather, take solace in the knowledge that there are still scenarios where etiquette experts say a tip is not required, even if you're presented with a tablet that asks for one. And here are 5 people in scenarios that don't require a tip, according to these experts. The first one is with professionals. As a blanket rule, you don't need to tip anyone who earns a salary or performs a trade. That means you don't have to tip doctors, lawyers, teachers, plumbers, or cable technicians. Quote, not only would it not be expected, it would be highly unorthodox and very awkward, says Farley. Plus, in certain situations, you could be seen as attempting to curry some sort of favor, or that it might be some sort of a bribe, end quote. Excuse me. The second place that it says you don't necessarily have to tip is counter service. As a rule, anyone working at a counter is earning a wage, while those delivering food either to your table or to your home rely on tips as a major part of their income. And for that reason, tipping people who work behind a counter, such as a barista or a cashier, is not a requirement as far as etiquette experts are concerned, even if the tablet suggests otherwise. Quote, when they turn that device around, it's this glaring thing and people feel shamed into tipping. But you don't have to, says Elaine Swan, a lifestyle and etiquette expert and founder of the Swan School of Protocol. That's not to say a tip for a counter worker is out of the question, though. Quote, it's a nice gesture to offer a tip to a worker who goes above and beyond the service, Swan says. For example, maybe you frequent the establishment regularly and they have your order memorized. Another place you don't necessarily have to tip is places with open bar events. If you go to an event with an open bar, the bar staff may or may not put out a tip jar. As a rule of thumb, keep in mind that the host of that event has likely already taken care of the tip, says Swan. That tip would be included in what they've had to pay for the venue or to the bartending service, end quote. That means you're not obligated to tip too. Okay, that means you're not obligated to tip as well. It is, of course, appreciated, says Farley, and may help get you better service throughout the night. Quote, if there is a busy bar and there are multiple people to take orders from, the fact that you acknowledge them may get you a heavier pour. Maybe they gave you the cup of ice you were asking for, he says. A dollar here or there isn't much to ask. The other place you don't have to tip is when there is double tipping involved. You don't have to tip twice for the same service. Swan has recently heard feedback from women who have tipped the technician who worked on their nails at a salon and were then prompted to tip again when they were paying at the counter. That is just the establishment trying to get more money out of you, end quote. Situation can get a little trickier in cities that have implemented minimum wage requirements for tipped workers, such as restaurant servers. Some restaurants in these cities will apply a 20% service charge to your bill before presenting you with the option to tip. In those scenarios, it's appropriate to discreetly ask your server where the fee is going. Quote, if they tell you it goes to the servers and the bussers and so forth, your job of tipping is done, says Swan. If the money goes to the house, you'll likely want to leave a tip for the server who took care of you, says Farley, who recently ended up tipping 20% on top of a 20% service charge at a restaurant in Denver. Quote, from an etiquette standpoint, we still tip the servers who are bringing us our food, he says, but I did leave that restaurant feeling like this was not a tenable situation, end quote. And the last place you don't want to tip is when you receive poor service. And we'll cover that when we get back from the break. Stick around. You're tuned into the Stu Daniels Show.
What's the matter with me? I don't have much to say. Daylight sneaking through the window and I'm still in this old night cafe. Walking to and fro beneath the moon, out to where the trucks are rolling slow.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
The Deronda Lutheran Church is holding a multifamily garage sale on Wednesday, July 5th from 1 until 5 p.m. and Saturday, July 8th from 8 till noon. For more details, nuicparish.org. On July 10th, the Indian Head Barbershop Course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. If you're a guy and you like to sing, you are welcome. Stop by Michael Park on Wednesday, July 12th, and listen to Sean and Ian Okamoto at 6 p.m. And July 13th through July 16th, it's the New Richmond Fun Fest. Stop on by for some food, beverages, and live music entertainment all of those days.
If you have an event you like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes? Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 76. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. Upper 70s Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 68.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
And the journey will know. She got a job at a local factory.
All right, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock now on this Wednesday morning. Final segment of the Stu Daniels Show. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're having a good day. And just before the break, we were discussing tipping and how it's getting out of control and what they call tipflation. And I've always considered myself a pretty good tipper for servers at restaurants.
And it seems like we may have had some kind of a technical issue. I'm not hearing Stu right now. So we will get that sorted out as soon as we can. In the meantime, let's see here. I am just going to play some music while I get this figured out.
Thank you.
raised a beautiful family. Taught them all their history. They know this is where they belong. This is their home. This is where they belong. My people came over from Africa to North and South America, and the journey was long. They sacrificed and they paid the price. So I can live this wonderful life. And I know this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong. La la, la la, la 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 la, la la la.
It's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.